chapter. Yeah, it starts there. Everybody's encouraged by Will Moe's testimony of the saving grace of God. Amen, Sister Collins' class. They had more to shout about today because they've been praying for these unsaved husbands, and all of us have. Amen, God's saving some. Praise God. They're coming in. And some of the strays is coming home. Praise God. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a clap offering. Amen. Amen. Reading in Ecclesiastes 10. Amen. 1 through 12. Dead flies cause the ointment of the apothecary. Send forth a stinking savior. So doth a little folly him that is in reputation for wisdom and honor. A wise man's heart is at his right hand, but a fool's heart at his left. Yea, also when he that is a fool walketh by the way, his wisdom faileth him. And he saith to every one that he is a fool, if the spirit of the ruler rise up against thee, leave not thy place, for yielding pacifieth great offenses. There is an evil which I have seen under the sun, as an error which proceedeth from the ruler. Folly is set in great dignity, and the rich set in a low place. I have seen servants upon horses and princes walking as servants upon the earth. Amen. You may think that's a little bit far-fetched, but we're seeing the same thing today. Amen. We're seeing sports figures making $3 million a year already striking for higher wages. And they wonder why people get turned off. I mean, a sports figure that learned how to knock a twine ball wrapped in cowhide over the fence it gets $2 million a year, amen, and a teacher gets $25,000 a year. Things are a little bit out of proportion, aren't they? Amen. Same thing. Same thing that the wise man here saw. Amen. He said, I've seen servants upon horses and princes walking as servants upon the earth. Amen. President of the United States make $200,000 a year plus expenses. Amen. And a football player, it's nothing but muscle and brawn and no brains. Couldn't even pass his tests in college. They had to push him through, making $3 million a year. Amen. That's even more out of proportion than in the wise man's day. Can you say amen? Amen. Things are really twisted today. Amen. Amazing thing is, folks right in church, they don't think nothing about it. Amen. They want to vote on their preacher every year and pay him a starvation wage, and he'll go to the ball game. He'll sit glued to the TV, won't even come to church. Amen. While they worship at the feet of their sports idol. Amen. But then they don't want to support the man of God. Amen. It's a little bit twisted today, and the judgment's going to untwist a whole lot of things. Can you say amen? You say you believe in tithing? I believe in more than tithing. Tithing's not even hardly a good start, but at least it's a start. If they paid tithes in the Old Testament without 10% of the enlightenment and blessing we've got, you think we ought to do any less? Amen. You're some kind of stupid. Amen. He that diggeth a pit shall fall into it, and whoso breaketh a hedge, a serpent shall bite him. Amen. Whoso removeth stone shall be hurt therewith, and he that cleaveth wood shall be endangered thereby. If the iron be blunt, and he do not whet the edge, then must he put to more strength. But wisdom is profitable to direct. Surely the serpent will bite without enchantment, and a babbler is no better. The words of a wise man's mouth are gracious, but the lips of a fool shall swallow up himself. Amen. I like to preach for a little while this morning on fools. walk in. Amen. Fools walk in. Third verse says that when he that is a fool walketh by the way, fools walk in. How do you tell a fool? You tell him by the way he walks. Amen. What do you mean, Brother Carl? Well, you tell him by where he walks, where he chooses to go, the priorities in his life. Amen. Where he chooses to walk instead of going to the house of God, instead of walking where he ought to walk. Praise God. I can't walk without Jesus. Glory to God. I can't talk without Jesus. Well, a Christian realizes that he needs the Lord to guide every step he takes, every move he makes. Praise God. We know a Christian by the places he goes. A Christian just don't go some places that fools does. Amen. With whom he walks, it makes a difference who you walk with. You're known by the company you keep. You're known by the gang you run with. Hey, there's some folks I don't want to be around when judgment comes, because lightning's liable to strike them and it's liable to get me too. You don't want to hang around with some folks. Amen. Judgment's liable to come on him. Hey, God had to get Lot out of Sodom before he could bring judgment on him. Had to half drag him out to boot. Praise God. We need to be careful with whom we walk. A companion of fools shall be destroyed, but he that walketh with the wise shall be counted as the wise. He shall be as the wise. Amen. Hey, if you run with the right crowd, that means a whole lot. Praise God. Well, these things tells us what kind of a man he is, who he walks with, places he goes, how he spends his time. Praise God. Amen. I'd like for you to notice down here, there's some sure things in verses 8 and 9. Amen. He said, he that diggeth a pit shall fall into it. And whoso breaketh a hedge, a serpent shall. Did you notice it said, shall? Shall by him. Whoso removeth stones shall be hurt therewith. Amen. One notation on this scripture said three causes for accidents. Hey, when the Bible says shall, ain't no accident to it. That erases, you know, the accident part. Amen. This is a little more serious than just walking and working and carrying stones and chopping wood. Amen. It goes a little bit farther than that. Amen. When it talks about digging a pit, it's talking about setting a trap for somebody. That's the way they did it in Bible times, you know. They tried to entrap somebody, ensnare somebody. They tried to entrap Jesus in his words, the Bible said. And so they would ask him questions who should we pay taxes? And that was a loaded question. Because if Jesus said, no, don't pay taxes to the Romans, amen, then the Romans had put him in jail. Romans had crucified. If he said, yes, pay taxes to the Romans, why, the Jews would have said, see there, he's not for us. He's not the Messiah. He's not the king. Let's crucify him. Loaded question. I mean, no matter which way he answered it, looked like they had him. They had him over the barrel. They was digging a pit for him. They was digging a pit for him to catch him in his words. Amen. And you know what? They fell into it. They didn't know it, but Jesus had them right where he wanted them. Praise God. And he said, give me a penny.
He's getting ready to preach one of the most important messages that this world had ever heard. And he holds up the penny and he said, whose inscriptions are on this penny that I got in my hands? Amen. Whose inscriptions on it? And they said, Caesar's. He got them involved in the question a little bit. Praise God. And then he said, render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's. Praise God. Man, you talk about an answer, but they was digging a pit for him, and they fell into it. I mean, the people sat back and they was laughing. You know, this cut right. They didn't want to see that bunch of hooligans to see them laughing, you know, because some of them was in the family. Amen. But he had wisely answered their question. They had fell in their own pit. Amen. And then they brought a woman to him, caught in the very act of adultery. Guy Walsh said they wasn't serious about it because they didn't bring the old rooster. If they'd have been serious about it, they'd have brought the man too. Amen. But they brought the woman and flung him down at Jesus, her down at Jesus' feet. I said, Moses' law says that we're supposed to stone such to death. Amen. And what do you say we ought to do? Jesus once again had them right where he wanted. They didn't think nobody knew what they had been doing. But the psalmist said, their sins shall be written in the dust. That's what the psalmist said. Amen. And so Jesus is about to fulfill another scripture. And he stoops down and writes on the ground. And you know what he's writing? According to the Old Testament, the psalmist, praise God, he's writing their sins. And when he writes the name of the motel and the date, amen, one old boy finds excuse to be gone all of a sudden. Amen. As he sees in great big bold capital letters the time and the place of his sin. Amen. He's gone. And Jesus not done writing yet. The pretty good crowd of them. Praise God. Amen. And so he stoops down and he writes some more. Amen. And he writes the time and the date. And he took that money. Amen. The time and the date when you took that sheep. The time and the date when you did that wrong to your brother. Amen. And Jesus wrote down all those things, those capital offenses. Amen. And one by one, the crowd began to thin out until after a while he looked up and everybody had fallen into their own pit. He dug a pit for the woman. And they fell into it themselves. Amen. Jesus said, doth any man accuse you? And she said, no man, Lord. Amen. And he said, neither do I condemn thee. He didn't stop there. Go and sin no more. Praise God. They fell into their own pit. I feel that this is so sure, amen, that this entails a little deeper meaning than just the accidents that happen in everyday life. Praise God. He that diggeth the pit shall fall into it. It's a whole lot like saying, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Amen. Be strong in mercy and weak in judgment, because your times are coming. Amen. Glory to God. I know some preachers that was pretty hard on things. I knew a preacher, buddy, he could preach on new cars if he didn't have one. Amen. I knew a preacher, amen, that could preach against coffee and tea. Amen. He wasn't drinking it. But one day, amen, they called him on the carpet. His tearful sister-in-law had confessed, amen, of several passionate kisses. Amen, they called him on the carpet. And you know what? They didn't have no mercy on him. Amen. He come out of it pretty good for the most part with time But he never did get back what he lost. Hey, be long on mercy and short on judgment. That's not to be soft on sin. We don't have to compromise with sin. But when we begin to put people down for little old things, it's not even gospel. Little old things that don't have one thing to do with your salvation. Amen. It comes a time you just got to set your feet in the ground like Brother Vince Wilson did. Said they preached against my coffee and they preached against my ice cream. And I quit coffee and I quit ice cream. Amen. But when he got on my hot chocolate and my postum, he said, I'm going as far as I'm going. Amen. Praise God. Better be careful about being overmuch righteous. Judgment's coming. And it always begins at the house of God. Hallelujah. He that diggeth a pit shall fall into it. He that breaketh a hedge, a serpent shall bite him. Now what in the world is he talking about? He's talking about boundary lines. He's talking about, amen, survey lines in Palestine. If we drive down through southern Palestine, amen, out there in some of those deserted mountainous areas, you'll see a pile of rocks. You know what that is? That's a corner of a boundary line. Sometimes a man, if he had a small piece of land, he would hedge it in completely with stones. Amen. And the stones would be the demarcation. And they stayed there for ages. The stones he's talking about here, I feel, among other things, and there are other possible meanings, but the stones he's talking about here are boundaries. Amen. Hallelujah. They are places that say you can go thus far and no further. Amen. They are in spiritual circles, if you will. They are spiritual standards. Amen. That we can go so far and no farther. Amen. But fools sitting right in church without a conscience, without a qualm. Amen. As freely as you can eat a bite, they'll step over old boundary lines. Amen. You know what it says when a man going around with a necklace on and an ear bob in his ear? Amen. He's saying, I'm about half queer and about half normal. Amen. I mean, he's stepping over the boundary lines. Amen. He's saying, I can go either way if it comes handy. Huh? Say, Brother Collins, that's kind of plain. Well, folks live in plain today. Amen. Yeah. They say, you haven't got love. Yeah, I don't love sin. And I don't love moving stones. And I don't love moving boundary lines. And I don't love this new liberality that men call freedom from bondage. Amen. You don't just trample over God's boundaries. You don't just trample over God's laws and get by with it very easily. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Don't trample those boundary lines. Don't move those stones. Amen. A serpent will bite you. Huh? What kind of serpent? Hey, you're going to have some kids and they're going to grow up one of these days. Amen. And they're going to go by the same laws that you went by. They're going to have the same loose standard that you had, only looser. Amen. Well, said Dad, he moved the boundary line and he set a new boundary and he made some new innovations. Amen. Ain't no worse for me to do this, worse for him to do that. And pretty soon, sooner than you're ready for it, you reap what you sow. Amen. When you see your daughter die with an overdose, and your son walking around with his mind burnt from LSD, amen, you'll be sorry that you moved the boundary line so you could smoke a little and drink a little. and still be a church member. Because kids are going to say, ain't no worse for me to do a little marijuana and do a little LSD, amen, it is for you to smoke and drink. Amen. And he that moveth stones, boy, they're moving them. They've got whole organizations of people today, brother, that all they've got to do is move stones and establish new cornerstones. Amen. I ought to tell you something. If you move the fence and take some of the devil's territory into the church and it's still the devil's territory, I said, it's still the devil's territory, the church is going to lose the blessing for it. Amen. The only deterrent to that old serpent is the Holy Ghost and the power of the blood. And the Holy Ghost won't dwell in unclean temple. The Holy Ghost won't move among a bunch of disobedient people. The real spontaneous power of God won't move. You got to put on the dog. I don't want to spend the rest of my life putting on dog. I want to be honest to God and have the reality of Christ. Raise your hand and love Jesus a little bit. Amen. Oh, they're changing the standards. Oh, they're moving the stones. Amen. They shall be hurt therewith. Praise God. Oh, he that breaketh a hedge, a serpent shall bite him. He that removeth stones shall be hurt therewith. Better be careful. Amen. We was rolling stones down the hill toward Old Big Creek. Boy, we'd get the biggest we could. We'd heave and we would work and we'd get it over to the edge of the cliff. Amen. And then we'd let her go and boom, 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 boom. Down the hillside they'd go. Amen. And I got a real big one. And I got my fingers under it. And it was on top of another stone, but I had my fingers under it. And I give a heave and started scooting it. And while I was scooting it, and it went forward, I lost my ability temporarily to hold it up. And there my fingers was caught between it and another stone. And just as slick as a button, amen, my fingernail of that finger was ground off in just a second's time. Amen. I went home. Amen. Without a fingernail on the end of my finger, badly bruised because of moving stones. Amen. That was an accident. But we get the moving stones that mark the boundaries and mark the corners. And amen, mark, you can go thus far and no farther. Amen. We're going to lose something when we do. Amen. I'll hurry. He that cleaveth wood shall be endangered thereby. Amen. Amen. It's good to cut wood. Amen. They have an old saying for preachers, I'm going to let the chips fall where they lay. But watch your big toe, too. Amen. Old O.V. Young, you know, me and Carl are sitting watching over. It's a kid's chores every evening to cut wood back in the country. So O.V. had to cut wood too. And me and Carl had ours cut and we just won't play. And so we was down there where O.V. was cutting his wood. And the axe was coming that far from his big toe every time he's holding that stick with his foot. His bare foot is cutting that axe. So O.V., you better be careful. You're going to cut your big toe. Amen. But you know, people that get used to crossing over lines, people that get used to bucking authority, people that get used to not obeying their father and their mother, and obeying the man of God that's trying to preach them the truth, amen. If you're not careful, when you get a little older and you're flying an airplane, you won't listen to the weatherman neither. And you won't listen to the people at the airport neither. And you'll fly out by the seat of your britches. Amen. And you think, I've made it before. Amen. I can make it again. Amen. Lester Roloff preached on health foods all of his ministry, just about it. Amen. Told people how to eat. Wouldn't let them have no TV, no radios, no newspapers in his boys' homes and his girls' homes. And the only radios they had was tuned to the station and had his broadcast on them. Amen. But he flew out in conditions that were not right. Huh? I'll tell you something. You can preach once in grace, always in grace, if you want to. But it's going to affect your ordinary, common, everyday decisions after a while. Say, I can't be lost. Amen. And it comes to flying out in a storm. You say, I've gone through a storm before. I can't wreck. But he did. Amen. See? You better be careful about chopping wood. You got to chop wood sometime. If you cook with wood, we had to chop wood. If you eat with wood, we had to chop wood. Amen. And me and my brother, we'd wait till the worst, snowiest, coldest day, and we'd run out of wood, and we'd have to go out in the snow and pull a cross-cut saw, cut some wood to get us through. Amen. He that cleaveth wood. It's okay to be straight-laced. It's good, amen, to be strong in preaching the thing that's right. But be careful if you call some preacher hard and then you take a far left-hand corner the opposite from him. Huh? Amen. You're liable to get hurt with the chips. Be careful, on the other hand, if you get too far to the right, you're liable to get hurt with the chips. Amen. I used to go down and watch old Mr. Montgomery. He was a Methodist preacher, but he was also the blacksmith in Mammoth Spring, Arkansas when I was a kid. We'd go to town on Saturday and I'd slip down and I'd watch him work. It amazed me how that he could take a piece of iron and heat it and then weld it together with a blacksmith hammer. Amazed me how that he could take a piece of iron and make a horseshoe out of it so quick. Amen. And stick it down in the water and then put it on a horse. And it amazed me to watch him work. And I'd get up there real close and he had to tell me a few times, you'll have to stand over here. Why? Because the sparks was flying. We got a bunch of people today that don't fear anything in church. They've been around so long, they've heard everything, they've seen everything, and they know everything, and they're as carnal as crowd and cold as turkey. Amen. And they ain't had a blessing for years, but they've got expertise on how the church ought to be run. Amen. I mean, if you don't do the very thing that blesses them, and you know what it takes to bless them, amen, people that are carnal as a dog and sitting around in church high and dry, the only thing they feed on is a little flattery. If you don't grease them where they want to be greased and flatter them when they want to be flattered, they'll show you the back of their head. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I tell you what, amen, we got some good talent, but ain't none of our talent worth 2 cents unless the Holy Ghost anoints it. Ain't none of our talent worth 2 cents unless the power of God gets a hold of us. Amen. And we get to chopping wood where we ought not to chop wood. Amen. We're going to, sure enough, old O.V., one day we heard he'd cut his big toe nearly off. And me and Carl knew why. He's seeing how close he'd get to his big toe without cutting it while he's cutting wood. Amen. Praise God. Be careful how you walk. Amen. It's one thing to sin the sin of ignorance. It's another thing without fear to walk in where angels fear to trod. Amen. Sister Carl and I got married. They didn't have the bathroom fixed up at the house in Granite City yet. And so I was helping getting all the plumbing done and fixing up. I was digging a line I think in this case I was digging a line to hook our trailer up with water. Amen. And I was digging a line and I was picking. It was cold and so I had to pick as well as shovel. And so I was picking away with a pickaxe and I'd shovel out because the ground was froze trying to get a water line in. And I didn't pay any attention to that clothesline that I was gradually moving under a little at a time. And one time, I come down, and when I did, I hung that pick over that clothesline. And when I looked up, I just looked up in time for that pick to catch me right across the eyebrow. Cut my eyebrow to the bone. Amen. And the blood, it came out like a stuck hog. And Sister Collins thought I was hurt awful bad. She started crying. Amen. And I had to go down to the old doc and get it sewed up. And so I got a scar over one of my eyes. It's one thing to do something out of ignorance, but I guarantee you that I have watched clotheslines from here on out when I was slinging a pick. Amen. It don't take too long to learn. Just one time around. Amen. And we'll just be a little more careful. We wouldn't be as much trouble sometimes we are if we'd have been a little more careful. We did forbidden things. We set traps. We broke and entered. We removed old landmarks. Amen. We changed standards. We brought it on innovations, non-biblical things into the house of God. And now we're paying with spiritual death all over the country. There's not too many churches, too many towns you can go to. Have a spontaneous move of the power of God. Stand with me and let's pray this morning. Lord, help us not to be foolish. Lest we walk where we ought not to walk. Help us this morning to walk with Jesus and be what you'd have us to be, that all the world might see Jesus in us. Come and pray in Jesus' name. Come and pray while they sing. Seek the Lord. Take time to tarry just a little bit. Amen. Glory to God. Let the Lord help you today.